I think it was the uniqueness of the position, because I mean the place is totally self-sufficient. We have a massive recycling program here with water, so a lot of our showers, toilets, etc. run on the grey water side of it. I think it's close to a 5-acre sewerage plant we have here. We also generate all our power. I mean, our only connection with real life is we have a Telstra telephone line here.
Which is pretty handy, because I don't think there's any reception.
No reception at it, if I may whinge a little bit. Telstra is at 51% owned by our government, but we have no radio coverage along this major arterial road that goes across our nation.
So where's the first place you can get reception?
Going west, it's Norseman's the first place, and that's only a limited reception. But that's some 196 k's away, or 2 hours away. This road carries so much traffic, I just feel it's the responsibility of our government, or it's a duty of care, that we should have mobile coverage.
Do you get many people breaking down and needing help out here?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been here 2.5 weeks, about six different incidents so far. I mean, we've had people that have walked 3 miles to get here, have been lucky. We had a car yesterday broke down 40 k's away, and she got a lift back to us here at Balladonia. The tow truck came from the opposite direction, some 200 k's away. Anything could go wrong.
And it's about 43 degrees out there by my thermometer, so yeah. That's pretty warm.
Yeah, no, it's just normal Australia.
And what is it like living out here? What a lot of people consider to be quite remote.
Yeah, it's anything but remote. I mean, it's one of the things were mentioned to us about the isolation. But you're not isolated. All day from 5:30 in the morning, we have people coming in and out. We average something like 450, 500 customers a day or clients a day coming through. In the evening, we start slowing down about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I mean, people have had 10, 12-hour drives. They're tired. But I think it's created our own time zone, the Balladonia time zone. Our life here really starts to close down daily about 8 to 10 o'clock at night. Which in the big cities, I'd imagine the kids are going out at midnight. So our midnight is really 10 o'clock. It's Balladonia time.
And what sort of people do you get coming through?
Every sort. Seasonally, we get families coming through, lots of families with caravans and 1, 2, or 3 children. Heaps of different languages you hear spoken up here, or accents. We employ probably about 40% of our staff at backpackers. At the moment, we've got two Germans here. I've got 2 Irish arriving from the south of Ireland, arriving on Friday. So we're quite bilingual here as well, you know.
And how many staff do you have here at any one time, usually?
Yeah, it varies by the seasons. In our quiet periods, about 8. At the moment, we've got 13 here.
And you mentioned that you're so completely self-sufficient. You provide your own power with generators, I assume.
Yeah.
How much fuel do you go through keeping this whole thing operating?
Oh, it'd be astronomical. I don't know off the top of my head, to be honest. Probably 1,000 litres of diesel, possibly a week at the moment we run, just to maintain or keep the place running. And I've lost 2 kilos in 2 weeks.
So it's a health exercise as well as a new change of life.
Oh, it's an aerobics club.
And I'm guessing by your accent you're not originally from Australia. Did you ever think when you were growing up that you'd end up living in outback Australia, managing a roadhouse?
Never crossed my mind. I mean, as you grow up, I mean, we all have our ambitions and things, but this certainly wasn't on any of my lists, you know, but I love it, you know. I have pride being here because of its so self-sufficiency. I mean, I know Cooper Pedy is self-sufficient, but that's quite a major little town in itself. But for us, for a small community of 12, or 14, including the 2 farmers 50 k's away, big population out here.
So are those farmers your nearest neighbours, 50 k's
yeah,
away?
Yeah. 50 k's away, yeah. They pop in once a week. We have a cup of coffee. We swap scones. But, I mean, it's... adds to just the excitement. I mean, the other day we had a plane came in, it was like going out crop dusting somewhere and picked up 100 litres of avgas. I mean, every day there's something different. And that adds again to the Balladonia time. Magic.